Blog Talk Radio.
Peace to the family, peace to the family. We live. We live, we live, we live. So, okay.
Not much calling.
No, they're calling in right now. That's how we do. We always a few minutes late. It's okay. Okay, we're getting loaded. Getting loaded, so microphone checker 1 1 2 checker. Anybody trying to get in, you can call in 323-642-1211. 323-642-1211. Let's start it off.
Sure.
Okay, so.
Can I start with your favorite of the day?
Sure. You know what? I was thinking, instead of this, why don't you give me some special information? Joshua, instead of this movie of the day, you know, let's talk about cells being able to give off, like, or better yet, the periodic table. Let's talk about
all elements on the periodic table radiate, like, the same light that it radiates.
The same light, it all radiates the same light that it radiates?
No.
No, but I know what you're trying to say. It absorbs the same light that it radiates. Right. That's a pretty big statement, you know. And I want you to get a little bit more into periodic table for family. But not right now. Right now I want to deal with a trending topic. A lot of people have been asking me if I seen the video Umar's dad made. I saw the video. Drum roll, please. I didn't think anything was wrong with the video. I know y'all was expecting, I don't know, offense I was expecting. But I didn't see anything wrong with the video. Mm-hmm. I thought that was dope that, you know, Umar asked for the elders to step in, and that was the, like, in terms of elders, it doesn't get any better than your dad actually stepping in. So that was pretty dope. I thought that was, I thought that was fly, you know. I'd probably be embarrassed if I was with my dad made the video, but. What about you? What if you had beef and your dad made the video? Be like, yo, you better not mess with my boy, sir.
I wouldn't have any problem with it.
Which I don't know. It's off camera. He keeps asking me to take him to Toys R Us. So I don't even know if that's I don't even know if that's a real answer right there. It might just be. But I didn't see that wrong, and I thought it was cool. More serious. Let's get to the main. Oh, well, you actually, you know what? Let's get this out of the way as well. In fact, let me see if I got some. Anybody at home want to touch on the Bill Gates issue? Everybody gets the opportunity to put their own imprints on it, but let me see if I can actually find the article and then I can read the article to the family real quick, or just at least some quick piece of it. If anybody wants to speak on the Umar Johnson video, you could just press 1 on your phone. All right. Other than that, just hold on, and we're gonna get to this next segment. I think we need to deal with. Genetically engineered virus. Genetically engineered virus will wipe out millions, warned Bill Gates. Bioterrorism has the potential to kill tens of millions of people and is a bigger threat to humanity than nuclear war. Bill Gates is warning. Microsoft founder Bill Gates has told world leaders to prepare the world for the worst, with a genetically engineered virus on the way which could wipe out large swaths of the population at once. Yet there is no preparation for it, he added. The billionaire business... The billionaire business turned philanthropist told an audience at the Munich Security Conference that the next epidemic had a good chance of originating on a computer screen, implying that terrorists are turning to modern technology to impose danger on the world. An outbreak is on the horizon, he warned, and urged the powers that be around the globe to prepare for these epidemics the same way we prepare for war. His co-panelist, Emma Solberg, the prime minister of Norway, agreed with Mr. Gates' reckoning, saying disease and violence are killing fewer people than ever before, but it's spreading more quickly. Okay, so I don't get it. Disease and violence are killing people, less people every year. That should be a celebration. We should be happy about that. People are getting smarter. They're joining the God Complex class. Okay, now let's see. My computer's really slow and it's kind of skipping around a little bit. We have forgotten how catastrophic those epidemics have been, Peter Salama, executive director of the World Health Organization, added, it's not if, but when. We need to ramp up our preparedness. Intentionally caused epidemics, bioterrorism will be the largest of all. With nuclear weapons, you think you will probably stop after killing 100 million. Smallpox won't stop because the population is naive and there are no real preparations. If it got out and spread, would be a large number. On the panel, Mr. Gates said that the best way humans can prepare for the eventual outbreak is to fight poverty. The 61-year-old explained, war zones and other fragile state settlings are the most difficult places to eliminate epidemics. There's also some of the most likely places for them to begin. As we've seen with Ebola in Sierra Leone and Liberia and with cholera in the Congo Basin and the Horn of Africa. Wow. So could they be saying they're getting ready to drop something somewhere? So to fight global pandemics, we must fight poverty, too. The point is we ignore the link between health security and international security at our peril. Mr. Gates, who is worth more than $85 billion, concluded, the fact that a deadly global pandemic has not occurred shouldn't be mistaken for evidence that a deadly pandemic will not occur. All right, let's see what we got. This is the bottom line on this issue. This is the bottom line. Bill Gates has already said in prior videos, news clips, and articles that the world is growing too fast. The number one threat to the world is a large population. In terms of fighting poverty being a solution, in a larger sense, he would be correct. With extreme levels of poverty, you have educational issues as well. And that's where the primary source of our affliction comes from, lack of information. So, you know, I would say education, you know, but family structured education where everything is utilizable and comes back in a circuit back to the family. Because I think that's the real issue in terms of poverty. It's not that money's not circulating enough or there's not enough opportunity all the time. It's just that we're not creating our own infrastructures, and I think that's probably where the larger issue comes in. So, what do you think about somebody being able to make a disease to kill millions of people on their computer?
That's crazy.
I mean, what do you think that could happen, though?
I don't know. Possibly.
What do you think, Tom?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Bill Gates is the software man. I'm just saying, I think it's odd that the software guy, probably the richest guy in the world from software, He's saying that somehow software could be developed to kill off millions.
That's crazy.
What do you think?
It just reminds me of in the car when you were talking about the iRobot movie. Yesterday.
I agree. That's amazing. Yeah.
Do you remember that movie that we watched?
What?
That ghost movie? We have to like touch somebody or go walk around them and they'll turn into a ghost? Or get that weird disease?
Mm.
In Delaware, remember?
You don't remember Tom?
Tom?
Yo, don't get mad with me because I don't remember. Your young brain is going to remember, hopefully, a lot more than my brain. You working on the camera, Caleb?
Huh?
You working on the camera?
I don't know.
Go write in your notebook. All right, so let's get to the meat and potatoes. I guess Tony doesn't care. She has a Windows computer. She's going to go ahead and get...
I mean, how does the... Okay, how does the
software... You're going to be one of the first ones to...
Okay, so I guess I have questions, but I don't really have, like, an opinion about it. But, like, how does the software kill humans? Like, is it going to be, like...
On the software, it makes it a disease.
But how, though? Is it going to be, like, through, like, I don't get it.
Me neither. Because what they have the ability to do is this: they have labs where they can get some DNA and type into the machine how they want that DNA rearranged.
That's crazy.
And with the labeling of specific parts of the DNA, they can move some stuff around and kind of influence output, but it's not 100%.
But, like, how would it get spread? Like,
oh, come on, that's easy. Just put it in the food.
Or the food.
Put it in the food or the water, one or the other. Or put it in the air. It's like a gas. You know, it's a, how it was spread is what you think. Oh, so you're thinking because it's, oh, no. Maybe there's other people who are thinking that too. No, it doesn't go like that.
I was also thinking like
Tony's thinking like maybe they're getting the disease through the computer.
Yeah, I was thinking like blue light.
No, the computers are giving people enough diseases. You know, actually that's what the main subject matter is today, is the black man becoming the new caveman.
What? How?
Simple. Your body was designed, I mean, just to start for basic, your body was designed to be outside in the sun 12 to 16 hours a day.
That's 4 hours.
No, 12 to 16 hours a day. A day. Oh, now people are outside 12 to 16 minutes a day.
What?
And when they go outside, they have on sunglasses, a hat, a do-rag, a wig, a scarf, you know, a head wrap.
And they'll block the sun from entering your scalp?
Yeah. And it's everybody. When you look in the quote-unquote street culture, they got on fitted hats, do-rags. The girls got hair colors, hair dye, you know, all kinds of things they're doing. To cover their head and face. Everybody's wearing shades. religious people are wearing hats, like, you know, it's like church ladies.
The double hat.
Man. So you know, if you look at the Jewish folks, they got the big hat with the brim. There's really a concerted effort to interweave sun blocking throughout all facets of our society, to the point where now it's popular for people to tell, you know, for people to get advice from medical professionals and tell them not to, and these are brown and black eyed people, melanated skin, telling that their medical professionals are now telling them not to look at the sun. And, you know, that's, they're programming their life that way. And so it's a very dangerous situation what's going on, especially with the strain of reading. You know, we didn't have we didn't always, you know, small type letters are an invention of man. Small type letters are an invention of man. So it's a very difficult especially understanding the light process. Your eye only absorbs light. So to be able to see things at a distance is still quite remarkable and not fully explainable by science. So it puts a strain on the eye. So this is why, you know, almost 60-70% of college graduates have some degree of nearsightedness that they did not come into college or high school with, due to the strain of reading all the books without the proper nutrition in the eye. You know, the hydrogen that's supposed to be there, the plasma that's supposed to be there, but the vital minerals, the selenium, the being able to make ocular melatonin, being able to have the adequate levels of dopamine and tyrosine and tyrosinase, the enzymes, and all of the key elements to constantly feed and nurture those pieces. The hair, the skin declining, the skin quality declining. There's quite a few things. Sex drive declining. Miscarriage is on the rise. I mean, the longer I think that I could just continue to stretch the list. All of these things, from not getting the right nutrition and then the right amount of sunlight. Every piece of nutrition has a couple of other things that are required for it to function optimally, is hydration. The first thing a nutrient needs is hydration. Every single nutrient, protein, molecule, chemical reaction, all of these things require water. Yo, what's up, man? What's up,
baby? I'm getting tired of welcome.
She really got to deal with. But this guy stay up late to watch movies. Yeah,
really? I watched a movie with Tony.
Listen. You're distracting my show, bro. I'm not going to talk about this. So. So anyway, every nutrient, it doesn't matter whether it's a protein, fat, Like, it doesn't matter what it is. It requires water to work. That's number one. The whole idea of nutrients and, the whole concept behind these things is to extract electrons, right? So maybe we should come from this angle. The whole process of eating, whatever they're trying to do in their diet to improve it, all of this is to get more electricity in the body. So we need to keep that in the forefront of our mind. Eating dead food does not just mean flesh. So the box and canned stuff that you know has no enzyme activity to it. If there's no enzyme activity in it, that usually means nothing can, it's going to, Okay, sorry guys, we have a technical difficulty here. Tony is messing up the video as usual. Okay, so just get the key points down. Food, whether you on a paleo diet, which I really don't see how people could even think to go on a paleo diet. Like, caveman had a lifespan that was like 20 years or something, 20, 30 years tops.
People are paleo vegan.
Right, paleo vegan. Like, right. I'm crazy but sane. I'm rich but broke.
I looked it up and it was like, whatever, things that were created by man, like cereal, cookies, pasta, like unnatural stuff. They just don't eat it.
Right.
And then if you're vegan on top of it, you basically just eat a fruit and vegetable.
Right. So then why is saying paleo then?
Because you can be an unhealthy vegan, like eating Oreos.
No, that's not a vegan. That's why it gets confusing. They got all these different, titles for back in the days, like in the 90s even, it was just vegetarian, and I meant that you ate all plants. Period. You were herbivore. It was a one-word definition, herbivore. Now it's...
The word herbivore, it has the word herb in it, Dad.
Right. Because that's what all of these plants are generally categorized under. So it just encompasses everything. Which is why I'm telling you, no, that wouldn't negate or be a necessary excuse. Because starches and potatoes and cookies and potato chips and fries, actually, fries and potato chips, I guess, could loosely be considered plant-based. but I think you get the drift. It really was about greens, and I think that people started to get led astray when they came with a lot of different names. This type of vegan, lacto-vegan, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I see they're still adding on now. Soon it's going to be water vegan. Like, wait a minute. This girl said at the supermarket, she said she's an alkaline vegan.
What is that?
Somebody's doing the most. You're alkaline vegan. Like, come on, man. It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. If it was alkaline, you'd probably be dead, too. Right? I mean, think about it. Your kidney's job, along with the liver, is to eliminate ammonia. If you were alkaline, you know, like at like 11 or 12, you would have literally ammonia just pumping through your body. Like you, like that's how people that have kidney issues, that's one of the complications. And the ammonia level gets too high. It starts to, you know, it's not funny. It's real. So when people say, like, I'm an alkaline vegan, it's just like, come on, man. No, I'm not. But it's a bunch of them out there, man. Lacto vegetarian. You know, what's the one?
Pescatarian.
Wait.
Starchitarian. Paleo vegan.
Paleo, boom. Paleo. Come on, man. That's probably the worst right now. Paleo vegans, like. But you got, you know, all kinds of different diets out there. And here's the thing, though. And I'll come back to that one for you. But that's my point. It's getting too complicated. If people don't understand why they should be doing certain things, you know, it's even crazier when I hear, like, melanated people saying things like that. Yeah, I'm on a paleo diet. I'm like, are you nuts? You don't even have to know no deep science, but you're people from hot climate. I mean, just the evidence, all the evidence you need is to look in the mirror. You're a melanated person. You know your people came from a hot climate. You got a hot lineage. Right? Why would you eat the caveman's diet? The caveman lived in cold mountains. Like, I really got so much paleo diet questions. Like, I'm like, where is this coming from? Okay, I got, like, flooded yesterday with paleo diet questions, and I'm bugging, like. So, but anyway, the key things you need for any nutrition to work is water. Everything has to be hydrated. Even when things are broken down in the body for metabolism, it's a process of hydrolysis. Water in the body becomes the key structure for anything to actually get in this most bioavailable form and get ready to be activated and utilized. Then everything needs to be charged by light, by the sun. All right. Like I said, they got 60, 70-year-old tests that they did on children in classrooms where all the children consistently got lower grades month after month in regular synthetic lights versus rooms that had advanced full-spectrum lighting, which gave the children some degree of infrared and UV radiation. They scored consistently higher on every grade level. And were much well behaved. This is taking over a course of 2 semesters. They've done numerous tests to demonstrate that the less light one has, or the more synthetic lights one lives in, based on your haplotype, based on your genetic background, you have a higher propensity towards almost every form of cancer, especially the cancer which can be vitamin D related, prostate cancer, breast cancer. All of these based on, you know, not getting enough light. And it's a key relationship between the light and the water, and the interface is melanin. But the production is light, and not only just is energy, but not just energy by itself. Not just energy. The activation is no other way to say it. Of everything in the middle. Being that your hemoglobin is a peripheral, you have dozens of different types of pigment cells all throughout the body, which, you know, sometimes when you listen to some of the more romantic stories about pigment, melanin specific, we forget the basics are also true. It can do some fantastic things, but the basics are also true. So it also is a you okay, Tony? No, Tony is buzzy.
Is this black yellow?
Black seed oil with a little tiny bit of oregano.
Really?
That's why it got that little stinging taste.
Yes.
So, and what you have is a completely different type of energy source. Anyway, let's get back to the focus. When you have this interaction between light and electrons in the body, it's called an exciton. An exciton is produced by coupling a photon with an electron. What's up, man? You want beef, man? Trying to teach people about excitons. What you know about atoms, man?
Atoms absorb light.
Yeah. You told us already. Atoms absorb light and atoms radiate light.
Yes.
Okay, so what does that mean for things that are made out of atoms?
The cause?
No, anything. Anything that's made out of atoms. You're made out of atoms. This microphone is made out of atoms.
What?
Everything is made out of atoms. Yeah. Everything is made out of atoms, man.
How? What are atoms?
Atoms are little things from the periodic table that are just little units of hydrogen stacked together.
Toys are atoms?
Yeah.
Wow.
Computers are atoms.
This is going to be a crazy thing. Marbles are not atoms. Markers cannot be atoms, Dad.
Everything. So, if everything is made out of atoms, and atoms have to absorb light and radiate light, then what does that mean about everything else?
Everything has to radiate light and absorb light.
Yeah. This is a this is a key factor when looking at any terms of health and science in the body. I think that it's overlooked. People that are indoors, they're beginning to lose their facial muscle a lot earlier. This is other signs of advanced aging. I mean, we talk about the children developing fast, but you start to see people in their 30s, people in their late 20s losing muscle structure in the face, developing wrinkles in their 30s.
30?
Yeah. By the time they're in their late 40s, they're looking super old. You know, you see some people in their mid to late 40s, they still look like they're 31. There's a difference, and the difference is how well you take care of yourself. how well you take care of yourself based on who you are. You know, if a Russian guy and a guy from Haiti live next door to each other, and they both had the same diet, the same workout routine, drank the same amount of water, the same amount of sun, they would not retain the same amount of health.
What?
They would not be the same healthy because one of them is going to have a mitochondrial lineage, a nucleosomal lineage that's going to go back to a cold climate, if not both of their parents' lines. Which is going to be the Russian guy, of course. Then the Haitian guy is going to have an equatorial disposition. So that means that, say, for instance, they live in Texas. If they live in Texas close to the equator, then the health is going to favor the Haitian. If that same Haitian guy, same Russian guy lived in New York or Detroit, per se, with the weather patterns there, or if they lived in Toronto or Canada or something like that, even worse, then obviously the Russian guy would be a lot more healthier. Same two people. So when I say take care of yourself, I mean understanding who you are, taking care of yourself in that capacity. Science is validating that every day. We're beginning to understand the relationship now between the mitochondrial DNA and the nuclear DNA. You know, nuclear DNA handles the structure as well as functions as a almost to be able to pick up frequencies and waves like an antenna in a fashion. Besides just creating structure, you have to remember that the proteins that your body is made of all absorb electromagnetic radiation, multiple types, particularly tyrosine and its relation to dopamine and what dopamine really does to the body. So, you know, I'm going to have a paper, you know, probably finished today online, maybe tomorrow, on dopamine in the body and some of the things that you just would never associate dopamine with in the body, just to elaborate on how serious dopamine is the body as one of the main precursors to melanin. It was okay with me. Lord Osiris, man, you're bugging out, man. What's up?
Why?
You can't come over here.
He sure wants to.
I know. He's not dressed, though, bro. That man looks like a savage. So, you know, and there's just a lot more than so there's a lot more to health than just, you know, following a generic plan, and health can't exist in that paradigm. Even people that share the same house, twins, I have twins, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's unique. And your genetic background is going to provide a whole another landscape. So I want y'all to really take that Russian and Haitian analogy and really set that in your mind. A lot of people live in places where it's not conducive to your health. I do right now. I'm in Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to get to some heat. I got to get to some heat. I got to get my babies to some heat, you know. You just don't get, even with the fact that all my lights are UVB, infrared, or purple, all my lights. investing in the right lights in your house is crucial to them. And they're not really that expensive, but they last really long. But even with that, there's still no replacement for the sunlight. Because the sunlight is not just a particular part of the spectrum. So a lot of times when you're getting specialty light bulbs, and you're getting a high amount of this UVB, where the sun is not actually giving you that. So that's a large mistake people are making too. The sun doesn't actually give you that. The sun gives you a blend of all of the pieces of the spectrum and allows your body to sift through what you're getting the same way atoms do. Atoms receive what they emit. They receive what they emit because they're complete already. So all they're looking for is what they lost. Same as the body. It's just looking to absorb what it loses through radiation. So you have a breathing. You have a breathing take effect in the body. The body is actually breathing light. It's an oscillation. Just like your inhale and your exhale. And this is what was taught in we'll leave that. But, you know, there's an intake of light and an exhalation of light that takes place all throughout the body all day. Where are you going with your pants, bro? Come on, man. The up and down. If nobody wants to see you on TV with your pajamas, bro, mom is going to kill me. So I'm going to find some jeans. Well, the world will see you tomorrow then. So anyway, you have all different types of, you have all different types of the spectrum being thrown at your body at once, and your body being able to decide the same way atoms do. This is very crucial. Your body does the same thing in a healthy state with minerals. So if you take a bunch of minerals, in many cases, depending on if they're plant-based or not, your body is able to sift through them. The liver actually does most of the internal alchemy. Sift through them, create some different compounds with some stuff, and discard what it doesn't need. That's very powerful to the body. The same thing in terms of light. So these are keys when we're running around with shades 24/7 a day. This is leaving us with brittle bones. We're losing our eyesight. On top of that, the children are learning a lot slower. The pigment centers in the brain aren't fully functional. The motor center in the brain is not fully functional. They can't sync their thoughts with their body. We're seeing a lot of that in jiu-jitsu class with the children over the last few months in the school, right? See how some of them be looking like they trying to get their body to do something. Bro. Look.
You really want to get on the show.
Yeah, you better have something to say, but look at your fly, man. Where you going, bro?
That's funny.
It is, man. There's something with you, old Simon. Dude, it's nuts, man. You see him?
So, I feel through his nose.
What you doing, man? Open yourself, man. What you doing? Nothing. Nothing or nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, you got nothing on your pizza.
Nothing.
So what you wanted to get on the camera and tell people, man?
You still want to do my smoothie?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. Tell everybody, you want us to do the smoothie. We already know, boy. Get yourself out of here. You did a good job. So I guess we gotta go see some. Y'all gonna be disrespectful and cut. I'm trying to teach and drop the wisdom. Y'all gonna come out of nowhere.
Me?
Oh, okay. All right, you wasn't down. You wasn't down. I'm saying Caleb just came out of nowhere. Like, yeah, what's that smoothie dropping like it's hot real quick?
Cashew, cucumber, avocado, cheese.
No, do the nutty kale one.
Okay. I forgot to say that.
No, do this. Do these right now.
Okay. A half of heads green rice, 1 cup of cucumber peeled.
Huh?
1/4 cup of parsley, of fresh parsley. 6 cups of kale. 2 cups of lettuce. 1.5 cup of water.
What's that called?
A cashew cucumber avocado soup.
Right. So, really just you could say nuts, because you can put any type of nuts in there, you notice. Can't add any nuts. Is we use the black walnuts, but you can do whatever you want to do. You can add the cashew if you want, some almonds if you want. Brazil nuts are really good, high in selenium. That's one of my.
Or you can do a mixture of lots of nuts.
Pause. Yeah, you can definitely do that. So moving forward, we're off the smoothie. Smoothie's on the road. That's, I'm just done with the smoothie. All right, so you're actually getting a full blend, and full spectrum light bulbs don't actually, they don't really reflect that. Full spectrum light bulbs don't really reflect that. Okay, I see we get a lot of callers. Press 1 if you want to get in on the count. I think somebody did press 1.
Hey, shalom, Mark. It's Z, man.
Peace.
Hey, what up? What's good, man? It's Martin Luther, Z. What's good with you?
What's up, God? Go ahead.
Hey, not much, man. Nah, I just been listening to you guys, really. And more than anything, man, I'm impressed with your son, man. How old is your son?
Yes, how old are you?
7.
You what? 17? Man, you smarter than a lot of 17-year-olds I know. Man, putting stuff together, it's seeing what you're doing with your kids. I just got to say this, even if it's not on topic, seeing what you're doing with your kids and involving them in the process of breaking down these mysteries that we explain to our people, genius. It's genius. If Dr. Sebi did that, like had that piece of the puzzle. Oh man, oh man. And it's just, it's wonderful to see somebody pick up the ball from where another legend left off and then add to the legacy, so that somebody like me who's coming behind y'all, I can see what you're doing and apply that to, you know, whatever I can bring to the table. So that's awesome, man. Like a lot of what I was listening from the show, that was the main thing, at least from this one that I picked up, you know, your involvement with having your kids involved in it. So that, I got to big you up for that, man. That's all I wanted to say, really.
Now, thank you, but no, we're not letting you off the hook that easy.
All right, what's up?
You gotta.
What's up with you, though?
You gotta start with your. Let me see. You gotta start with
what
your goals.
Oh God, which one today?
Let me see. I'm gonna bring it up right now. Let me see.
Going to talk about the fall of the gods to the lower self.
Wait, before the fall of the gods, you was the first person I seen mention the eighth continent.
All right. So, do you want me to just talk on that?
No. I mean, no. You can go wherever you want to go, but. That's
okay.
That's one of the main things I wanted you to mention, but feel free to go in everywhere else.
Okay. I think that thing is a distraction. Not to say that it's not incredible information for us to consider, but I always, whenever they put something out there that has been out there, but it hasn't been made mainstream. Because I never heard of that until apparently they looked it up. Like I looked it up, or somebody sent me some material to look up where this is, they've been trying to make that an official continent since, you know, like since the 90s or something like that, or early 2000s or something. So, you know, just for them to now strategically decide to do that, for me and from my perspective, I think the beings that are spoken about, that come to these interdimensional gateways they're either here and waiting to be introduced officially, or they're coming back very soon. So to announce something in the area where a supposed lost continent was, this Lumeria or Mu, and then when you do a little bit more in-depth research, you find out that it was also considered the continent of Pan. And then when you find out who Pan is in relation, well, from my perspective, the scriptural perspective, we understand Pan to be Azazel, the scapegoat or the half-goat. And when you start to do the research, maybe this was the continent that this particular angel was in charge of, a land that they were in charge of. You understand? Or maybe that was one of the home bases where, you know, this Atlantean society or whatever we're going to call it, this pre-flood society, were doing a lot of their business. So. It's a possibility for sure. You know.
Well, I mean,
it's
flooded.
Huh?
I said one thing for sure, they're definitely flooded.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense when we look at at least scripturally from my point of view, when I look at the reasonings for why it is said that the Most High or the Elohim on the Most High's behalf destroyed the earth by using the waters to drown everything out. And it's because of the corruption that was going on. I mean, just look at what Pan is. It's a corruption of genetic combinations of an animal, one kind, and another. And it's ironic that they're talking, the same time they're talking about the long-ass 200-mile crack in Antarctica, and then simultaneously they're telling you about the woolly mammoth within the next 2 years being alive again. You understand, like officially here again as a clone. You know, you begin to think about what the fallen ones did back in those days. They were cloning. They were chimeras. You know, the pig man fetus that they just came out with. If they're telling you they just came out with it, it's been out. These pig man things are probably on battlefields got battle armor on. You understand? And they're fighting for you. You don't even know. Huh?
I seen it on the cover of a magazine in the supermarket with the children. I thought that was crazy for that to be so
casual.
You know, just so casual right there. I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Right, and nobody sees it. Right.
No, go ahead. They're not going to fast the full impact of that. Like, it's just a little crazy for me.
Right. You know what it is, though? It's because they don't understand that symbols is language. Like that alien movie, The Arrival or something that came out, they're showing you how these beings communicate. When you look at Ugaric Akkadian or something like that, the Sumerian tablets, where it kind of looks like multiple play buttons, and it's just a different combination of how many they put, like a play button and a stick, I happen to think that those are actual images of particular frequencies or cymatics. You understand? So those combination of what I call play buttons and sticks are probably phrases. In the same way, in the movie The Arrival, those circles with particular, you know, where the circle, that circle was also representing the Aurora Borealis or the world serpent, the world worm. You understand what I'm saying? They're showing you who controls this planet or this dimension, and they're showing you who's coming back. They're showing you where they former lands were, a.k.a. Zoolandia or New Zoolandia, what they're calling it. You know, all these continents that are supposedly going to be rising up out of the oceans again, or at least the occult information that can be taken from off the continent by investigators. It's about to get real this year. It's super real, like, you know, and you finding out this information having to do with the osmosis and oils, like, bro, I'm still digesting your paper because it's incredible. It's incredible.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man. I'm about to go in today, man. I got something else. I got a full-blown paper, though. Just blog it. But, you know, I've been trying to blog a little bit more and just give people some time that are, you know, like it's you know, the major key is people continue to speak
right.
I want to give people a certain degree or a certain body of work to have functional. Like, I think certain basics is so crucial to our advance in terms of what we do. Like, it just can't wait. Like, it just has to happen. And understanding our relationship with light is one of them. You know, and what I'm saying is, Where I take this is, there was
What was that? They cut. They, I don't know why it's chopping you up, but they chopped you up on that last part. What you said?
There's a lot of things going on, like how they spraying the atmosphere with these sulfur particles, so that it reflects all parts of the spectrum away. The sulfur does. And so when you see that, and you see how cigarettes actually work, it changed the atmosphere around smoking cigarettes.
You know, wow.
You know, cigarettes change the atmosphere around the person smoking a cigarette, number one.
Right.
Number two, cigarettes increase white blood cell count every puff. With every puff,
It does what?
With every puff of a cigarette, it increases your white blood.
Wow.
And this, you know, at the root of inflammation, acute, chronic, autoimmune disease, quite a few other nasty partners that we deal with. And so this is what I'm saying. We have to see, like, this is the in terms of making things virulent for us to be able to do what we need to do.
Right. So, I don't know if it's me or you, but they keep chopping you up whenever I'm trying to, like, your voice will go in and then fade out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, I'm the Verizon man. Can you hear me now?
My bad.
But no. They're really creating a situation where it's like terraforming and basically changing the habitat. So it's only a smaller places where you're going to be able to go and really get to your natural setting if you're looking for that that Caribbean climate, because it's just very different air when you're in the cold. The constant proton density surrounding the body does to the temporal clocks in the body. So, this rhythm that's based on the sun has a lot to do with the body and how your DNA communicates with each other. Some of the basic things.
Right.
What I'm saying is, anyway, long story short, the environment is being changed. All of these things are like years ago. So it's definitely not changed in the state of the majority of people. 80% of people on Earth. 80%.
Wow.
So,
kind of.
It's not us creating the environment. I'm not going to pull out anything to find a new continent. That's too crazy to find a new continent. And that's something when they changed Europe and Asia to one continent, that was already a little heavy, like, because, you know, not
including Mandela.
Wait, but now the Mandela effect is here, so people going backwards in their mind, like, yo, was there ever really seven continents?
Right. That's the nature of the beast. That's what I'm saying. They really officially took it back to Eurasia now.
Right. So it's
wow. And you know what's crazy is I just seen a picture on the gram where this scuba diver was he was literally standing at the junction of where Eurasia meets North America, and he was under it, like it's a literal rock landmass, and it's a split that's no bigger than a foot, and he was standing technically on both sides. Yep.
Yeah. I think I seen that too, floating around online as well.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, like I said, at this point in the game, you can't rule out anything. Even the most skeptic of us, when they find a continent or a landmass that they know had was there, at least documented 30 years. You know, at 30 years ago, they started to struggle for legislation to actually label this a continent, which means they knew about it.
Right.
Then. And it was still public rhetoric that obviously nothing was there but ocean. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They did their geothermal scanning already, and they understood, just like they understand the chamber room that's underneath the one of the paws of the Sphinx. They know what's in there, but they won't let you know. They're just gonna come out with the technology, and that's how you'll know.
Oh, man. Hold on, man. We might have to end this show early today. Something going on with my computer.